So we will be at the Healthy Kids Day event at the Y, at the Fremont Y on Saturday. From 9 to noon, we will be providing a car seat checkup event. So if you need help installing a car seat or just want to make sure that the car seat is installed correctly or your kiddos are positioned correctly in the car seat, you can stop by from 9 to noon on Saturday.
So you don't actually go out to the car, do you?
Or we do, yes.
So, oh, you do? Okay.
So we will be out in the far parking lot. There'll be signs to indicate where we are. We do get in the car and help you install the seat, make sure it's, protecting the child correctly. The rest of the event will be inside, I believe, on the tennis courts is what I've heard, but we will be outside.
Good, good. No, I'm glad that you do go out and actually say, okay, no, maybe you want to move this around a little bit.
Yep.
Because a lot of times with youngsters, the seat stays in the car a long time, so they don't have to unbuckle it, do they?
Right. Oftentimes, especially with with first kids, you don't really know what you're doing. You get the car seat in there and then you just want to keep it in there and not move it or mess it up. But if it's not installed correctly initially, or as the child grows and the straps on the car seat itself need to be positioned differently, there's things that you need to check up on as your child grows and gets bigger.
Good, good deal. I imagine if someone wanted to, they could just stop by to Three Rivers and say, hey, can you help me with this?
We do help with car seats at Three Rivers, but then you need to call ahead and make an appointment.
Okay.
Yep, just to make sure one of us that are certified can be there to help you.
Also, I know last time that you were talking about an online mental health tool that you have on your website.
Yes, just wanted to plug our Credible Mind program again, which is an online mental health resource a variety of resources, different platforms on over 200 mental health topics. It is free. You can access it through our website, 3riverspublichealth.org.
Wow, over 200 topics?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Coming up here very soon, what is it, tomorrow or today? Tomorrow, actually. Keep Fremont Beautiful. You'll be working with them.
Yes. So Katie, who is our environmental health coordinator, will be at the Eco Fair tomorrow. It's at Christensen Field, and she will be talking to fourth graders, Fremont Public Schools fourth graders on radon. So if your kiddos come home talking about radon, that's why. We still have radon kits available at the health department for $1.
Oh, yeah. It's so affordable,
yes.
Man.
And radon is incredibly common in Nebraska. So if you haven't checked your home for radon recently or before, good idea to come and pick up a kit.
Pretty simple to do the test.
It is. I don't know a ton about it, but yes, I've done it before. But I think you pretty much just hang a little card and then send it in.
Believe it or not, I was browsing my Facebook last night and something popped up in regards to a machine that kills mosquitoes. So it made me think of mosquito traps once again
be coming soon. Katie likes to trap mosquitoes in the summer. And then we test for the presence of West Nile virus mostly. And so that'll be coming up as we get more rain, hopefully. We do see more mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's for sure. Tick-wise, is that kind of the same story? More rain, we see more ticks or not?
I don't really know.
I don't know that one either.
I don't know.
You have the car seat deal on Saturday.
Yes.
Tomorrow, you'll be at the Eco Fair. You guys are very active.
We do lots of different things. Yes.
And it's not just
boring.
In Fremont.
Right. Again, we cover three counties, Saunders, Dodge, and Washington.
Very good. Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Ann Geringer with Three Rivers Public Health this morning, a Fremont's Morning Mix.